Not only has it been reported that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had secret communications with the Chinese government behind the president's back. Let me repeat that part. He had secret communications with the Chinese government behind the president's back in order to give the Chinese Communist government assurances that we, the USSA, weren't going to act militarily during the closing days of the Trump administration. We weren't going to act militarily against China. Now, not only has this incredible and flagrantly treasonous act by the legendarily woke General Milley been reported, but Milley himself has actually confirmed and attempted to justify his treason as quite legitimate and really just standard operating procedure. So, you know, no big deal. This is where we're at in the closing chapter of American empire, as the USSA finishes circling the drain. Nowadays, generals can apparently reach out to adversaries behind civilian leadership's back, behind the elected commander-in-chief's back, and cut military deals and whatnot with no consequences. That's basically been the take of the left wing of the ruling elite abuser class and their tools in the media in response to this revelation about Mark Milley, which is a good spot to stop and remind ourselves about the never-ending and increasingly ludicrous claims of Russian collusion that permeated elite abuser class-controlled media over the course of the Trump presidency. Remember? Everything had a Russian collusion angle. Everything. Now we have a general actually colluding and owning up to colluding with a threatening foreign power for the express purpose of undermining the existing and duly elected civilian leader of all of the military, including this particular general. And what are we hearing from the Russian collusion-obsessed mouthpieces in the mainstream media? Nothing. That's what. This sort of flagrant collusion and obvious assault on the basic structure of our government, supposedly anyway, actually seems kind of cool to them. They seem to like it, and not a little, but a lot. This is the kind of coup they can get behind, and have, while railing at every opportunity about the insurrection of January 6th, of course. This revelation and the reaction of ruling elite abuser class-controlled media tells us several key things. First, they love the idea of a military takeover as long as it's led by their people. The types of tools who have been programmed and or extorted to toe the new Marxist Party line without question or hesitation. Number two, these developments tell us that the ruling elite abuser class and their puppet government will resort to anything, no matter how flagrantly evil it might be, in order to secure or expand power. Forget unconstitutional. That limitation went out the window generations ago, both on the elite abuser dominated left and right. We're now to a point where the temporarily ruling elites are openly pursuing straight-up evil, in-your-face totalitarianism. They're not even hiding it. They're not even trying to hide it. Number three, finally and most importantly, these events tell us that the elite abuser class is crazy desperate. So desperate they're having to lunge out from the cover of darkness and do these dramatically evil things out in the open for all to see. They know that their time is short and that the tide has turned against them in a big way. They also know that their scam has almost run its course and fallen short of getting them where they needed to go in order to survive. They know that justice is ultimately coming for them. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.